Hi guys, Haunted Tourism is not back quite yet. We'll be back with a Halloween special at the end of this month to kick off our kind of return. But we have something a little more important to talk about before we do that. If you're someone who follows true crime, and you're most likely are if you listen to this podcast, you definitely know the case of Natalie Holloway, a teen who disappeared in 2005 while she was on her senior trip in Aruba. Well, Joran Vandersloot, the prime suspect who for literal decades at this point, we're coming up on the 20-year mark, has gone on and on about how he was innocent and he had nothing to do with it. Well, he just pled guilty to extortion and wire fraud charges during a hearing in Birmingham, Alabama. He was originally charged in 2010 for trying to extort $250,000 from Holloway's mother, Beth Holloway, in exchange for information about her missing daughter's remains. He wasn't extradited to the U.S. until earlier this year. A lot has been happening with this case. And it looks like he just pleaded guilty to Natalie's death or murder. Natalie's murder. It's not just a death. It's she's no longer missing. We now have like concrete, like this is someone who is pleading guilty and admitting that he murdered Natalie. So as part of a plea deal, an attorney for Beth Holloway, Natalie Holloway's mother, said that Joran had to provide details of exactly what happened to Natalie before U.S. jurisdiction even came through with their sentence. So basically, this is like their way of saying, like, listen, we know that the U.S. Attorney's Office is going to lay the law down because it was $250,000. It's not a small amount of money. If you can give us details of what happened to Natalie and where her body is so her family can finally lay her to rest, we will, you know, basically put in a good word with you, with the U.S. courts. And then Vandersloot came forward and he said he killed her daughter. This is, I hate to call it a win, but this is a huge win in the sense that we now have someone who is openly admitting that, you know, he murdered Natalie and we can potentially find her remains. Natalie was legally declared dead in 2012. Her remains still hasn't been found. Joran Vandersloot was the last person that she was seen with in Aruba during her trip. And this is now at this point been going on since 2005, which is absolutely bonkers that this man for almost 20 years. I mean, I even remember 2005, I was in fifth or sixth grade, or May of 2005, I would have been actually coming out of fourth grade heading into fifth grade. But that's beside the point. I was 9 and 10 years old and I have vivid memories of Beth Holloway on television talking about like just begging for anyone to have information on her daughter. And I can't imagine seeing that on TV, seeing it in the paper, seeing it on the news, the number of other true crime podcasters who have covered this case. And probably he's heard it 1,000,001 times. The extortion case has been going on since 2010. Yet another 13 years of hearing both of these things going on. And to do nothing, to say nothing, like, and who's to say if Natalie's body is somewhere in the forest of Aruba, who knows what has happened to those remains? Like, he robbed this mother of having a proper burial for her daughter after already taking her life away. You know, Natalie was on her senior trip. This was, you know, she had just graduated high school. She was 18, looking forward to college and boys and just enjoying her life, and to have that taken away from her, and to have that taken away from Beth, who will never get to see her daughter get married. She will never have grandchildren from Natalie and never have any of those experiences. And for 20 years to literally know where the body is buried and do nothing is disgusting. I can't even. But at the end of the day, this is a case where we have to take the wins that we can get. And you know, fortunately now he's admitting to the murder, and hopefully at this point the district attorney or the attorney's office that is working with him can get him to at least let the parents know where the remains are. Hopefully we can move forward now, and Natalie's family and Beth, her mother, who's been such a huge advocate for Natalie, can get the answers that they've deserved for the last 20 years. Like I said, guys, this was just a quick update. I will add more as we find out more. Right now, this is still really early. This literally came out 20 minutes ago, and I like ran over. I'm not even going to edit this, so you guys are going to hear me like stumbling and just I'm in awe. We'll definitely put out more updates like this as things come out. Because I know, like many of you, this was one of the early cases that really brought me into the true crime world, and it's just so frustrating that this went on for 20 years. But thank you guys as always, and we'll be back with some more updates. But if nothing else, Haunted Tourism will be back with a Halloween special on October 31st. Thank you guys as always for listening, and I hate the term thoughts and prayers, but I'm sending all the love I possibly can to Beth Holloway as she finally gets answers about her daughter's murder.